When Art Thompson fired up the old pipe organ earlier this month, it blared out a single note called a cipher that just wouldn't go away.
Speaking of ciphers,
a stuck note.
And it's a trumpet, too. That's not a good one to be stuck.
Thompson's a semi-retired broadcast engineer with a passion for pipe organs.
I've always loved pipe organs. I've worked on and off on them professionally over the last, almost 35 years.
He's excited about the one at the Fort Greeley Chapel. It's one of about a half dozen playable organs statewide, and it's in pretty good shape.
There's a lot of little things that are going to need to be gone through on it. From what I understand, it hasn't played in a number of years.
A lot of those little things involve catch-up maintenance, like pedal board adjustment, to stop the pedals from sticking, which is what caused the cipher.
Okay, we should be able to get the full organ sound now that I've got that note quieted down. So this is pretty much everything it has.
Thompson says despite some wear and tear and a bit of water damage it's suffered over the years, the organ is still basically sound.
When you consider the mechanical complexity of this, you know, it's really quite amazing, you know, that it even works.
Thompson says it needs a full tuning and some of the 916 pipes need attention, but he says it sounds a lot better than it did when he first sat down at the keyboard back in December.
And it took a while to wake it up, by the way. I think Chaplain Fritz can attest to that. When we first got here, hardly anything played.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Paul Fritz, the post chaplain. Fritz says he's asked around, but nobody's been able to tell him how long it's been since anyone's played the organ.
I can't say when it was last played. It's probably been many, many years.
Fritz says he wanted to get the organ up and running since he arrived on post last summer to accompany the singing of hymns. He says he's got a sort of old-school belief in the important role hymns play in church services.
I think the hymns of the faith have great messages, and I think they, much like pipe organs, have kind of fallen to the fringes, the margins of our worship, and I'm a champion for opening up the hymn books, dusting them off, and you know the church to reacquaint itself with the hymns of the faith.
Thompson came to Alaska a few years ago from Portland, Oregon, where he worked as an organ curator at a small Christian college. He came here to take a job with an Enana-based Christian radio network, and he met Fritz in December after the chaplain, who'd been looking for someone to fix the organ, contacted him. So Thompson drove 160 miles to Fort Greeley to check it out.
To have a real acoustic instrument like this, it's just phenomenal. It's just really unusual. You find much larger military installations that don't have anything like this in their chapel.
And it's not just any old pipe organ. It's a Fritz organ, built by Seattle-based organ maker R. Byard Fritz, no relation to the chaplain. R. Byard Fritz came to Fort Greeley in 1966 to install it.
Mind you, this was in the mid-60s. They hauled all this stuff up here. And, you know, that was quite a task in and of itself. I mean, the highway isn't what it is today. They got all this stuff here in the middle of nowhere. And organ pipes are rather fragile, actually. They're made out of lead and tin alloy.
Thompson reckons he needs about 60 more hours to get the organ sounding the way it should. That'd be thousands of dollars worth of labor, but Thompson's offering to do it for free.
Before my hearing goes and before I can no longer do this, I'd like to see what I can do to try to keep some of these instruments going so that a future generation can take up the torch at some point.
Fritz, the chaplain, says the Army appreciates Thompson's offer and he'd like to get to work right away, but they've got to wait till the request makes its way through the military bureaucracy.
The Army, you know, marches at its own pace, but we hope to hear something soon.
And as the chaplain well knows, only an act of God could speed up that process. For AK, I'm Tim Ellis at Fort Greeley.